Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. We are honored that you joined us. Thank God, for He is a great God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we call upon your mighty name, your holy name. You are great and greatly to be praised. We honor your presence. You said, let everything that has breath give you praise. Hallelujah. Everything that has breath. Oh God, we are praising you, honoring you. We are delighted that we can come to you, call upon your name, and you are always available 7 days a week, 365 days of the year, 24 hours a day. We thank you that you don't restrict us. We can talk to you anytime that we want. And Lord, I thank you for us hearing even more than we talk to you, hearing your voice. Oh, God, I thank you that you're speaking clear. Help us to dwell in the secret place with you, O Most High. Abide under your shadow, Almighty. We will truly serve you. Truly, you are our Father. You are the Lord that we need. He said, even in our old age, oh, God, you will satisfy us with long life. Even in our old age, you will never forsake us nor leave us. In the name of Jesus, we are praising you. We are giving you glory, honor, and thanksgiving, for you are a mighty God. You're the Almighty Father. You're the King that we need. We bow down before you like the angels, and we say hallelujah, hallelujah to the Most High God, hallelujah. All praises to the King of Kings, the Almighty Father, the Lord God Almighty in the heavens, Lord God Almighty in the earth realm. We come to give you praise, honor. We thank you that you have given us abundant life on a daily basis, oh God. We thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. You provide life and godliness. You provide all the provisions that we need on a daily basis. You load us up with benefits every day. We are so grateful that you are Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker, oh God. I thank you that you're making peace within us, peace around us, peace in our city, our state, and our nation, oh God. In the name of Jesus, what a mighty God you are. And Father, we thank you, oh God, for everything that you're doing on our behalf. We come to bless you today. We come to give you glory, honor, and thanksgiving. You are the Almighty God. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. We come to bless your name today. We come to give you praise, thanksgiving, honor, glory to your name. We thank you that you are almighty. Nothing is impossible to you. So we say thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our God. Oh, well, I say great is our Lord, and he's greatly to be praised. We serve the almighty God, our Father. He's a holy God, a righteous God. And we thank him every day for abundant life that he's given us. You know he's ordering the steps. And the steps of a good person.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. We thank God for ordering our steps. He said the steps of a good person are ordered by him. So we are grateful that every day he orders our steps. We just got to dwell in the secret place with him. Yes, so we can dwell. Oh, my God. We got to dwell in the secret place. We can't just run in and run out. We got to dwell in the secret place with the Most High God. And he will order our steps. You know, we pray, but we got to listen more than we pray. So we are thanking God today for all that he's doing. You know, he's doing great things in our lives. Yes, he's doing great things. You know, when you look back over your life, you can think about God and all the things that he's done in your life, how he's kept you through the wind, the rain, the storm, how he's kept you. Yes, it was him that kept you. It wasn't you who kept yourself. It was him. It's him who keeps his breath in you every day. So I thank God that he keeps his breath in us. He keeps his breath. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, what would we be? We wouldn't be here today. But we are living to tell the story. Nobody said that the road would be easy. But he said he didn't bring us this far to leave us. He promised. And he's not a man that he should lie, that he will never leave us, neither will he forsake us. Our scripture today is Psalms 34, 7 and 8. You know, I just love the word of God. It's so important that we read, that we study. And the most important thing is that we obey the word of God. So Psalms 34, 7 through 8 says, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Oh, my God, we got to trust in the Almighty. You know, we can't trust in ourselves. We let ourselves down. We don't even know up from down. We don't know right from left sometimes. We got to keep trusting in the Almighty. So the one that blew his breath in you when you hit your mother's belly and they hit you on the bottom, that's the one we got to trust in. That's the one we got to keep our eyes stayed on. We can't look to the left nor the right. We got to keep our eyes stayed on him. He's an almighty God. So I thank God for each of you today coming on with us. Welcome to Wednesday Midweek Bible Study. We are thankful for you. We are grateful that the Lord allowed you to join us today. You know he's a mighty God. He even know your address. He know your name. He knows everything about you. He knows, you know, everything. There's nothing. He knows your fingerprints because he gave them to you. He knows your footsteps and how many steps you make every day. So don't you worry. He got you covered. He got each one of us covered. So today I want to thank God for you all. I thank God for each of you joining us to study the word. But it's praise time right now. We are praising God like never before. We have some mighty women of God on with us. They're going to be singing some songs of praise. We thank God for them. We have Sister Mary Coleman on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. She's going to sing a song of praise. Good afternoon, Sister Mary Coleman. How are you today? Your phone may be on mute. We can't hear you.
I'm sorry. You're right. It was on mute. I'm attempting to sing There's Power in the Name of Jesus.
Amen.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, to break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, 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 to break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Oh, there's an army rising up. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. Yes, there's an army rising up. Oh, there's an army rising up. There's an army rising up to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. Oh, I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling. Oh, I hear the chains falling. Break every chain, break every chain, to break every chain. 'Cause there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, to break every chain, break every chain, to break every chain. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. All right. Well, we're keeping it moving. We have Sister Lanny McBride with us from Jackson, Mississippi. Good afternoon, Sister Lanny.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Praise God, Sister G. And
God allowed us to come to Him.
Another song of praise. She's from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Good afternoon, Sister Mary. How are you?
Oh, just fine. Blessed.
And we'll see about getting through this.
If you have some questions in the corner of your mind, faces of discouragement, you're kind of not fine. Reflections of your own past, in your face every day. One thing I know for sure, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. I know it's okay that Jesus is the way. I know you have the mountains you see cannot climb. Your sight of the dark and think the sun will never shine. I'm here to tell you, if you don't know, word of God is true, as it promised he will.
Oh.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. I've always said that Jesus is the way.
Amen. Thank you so much. Jesus is the way.
Amen.
He's the truth and the light. So we thank God for you. There's power in the name of Jesus. And one more time, we got to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. All right. I'm going to ask Sister Marion Williams from Jacksonville, Florida. She'll pray for senior citizens all over the world.
Okay. Heavenly Father, I come to you today, Lord God, just to give you thanks, just to praise your holy name, Lord God, because you're truly worthy to be praised. I bring our senior citizens before you right now, Lord God. We hold so much wisdom, knowledge, and understanding from you right now, Lord God. But most of our seniors are suffering right now, Lord God. We're suffering from all type of sick and illness in our bodies right now, Lord God. We have some nursing homes right now, Lord God, hospitals and at home, Lord God, that are suffering with pain and aches in their bodies right now, Lord God. I bring them before you today, Lord God. I bring all of us before you right now, Lord God. I pray and ask a healing anointing over all our seniors' bodies right now, Lord God. Strengthen us where we weak, build us up where we torn down, Lord God. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to continue to lead the younger generation right now, Lord God. Let them want to partake in our knowledge and our wisdom, Lord God. We have so much to offer them, Lord God. Let them not see us as just old people. Don't just let them cast us to the side right now, Lord God. But let them seek wisdom, knowledge, and understanding from us right now, Lord God. Continue to bind us together, all on one accord, with love right now, Lord God. Just continue to bless us right now, Lord God. Continue to strengthen us where we weak and build us up where we turn down, Lord God. Continue to let us not be abused right now, Lord God, by caregivers or just by any individual. Protect us, Lord God, from all hurt, harm, and danger, enemy, and disease right now, Lord God. Cover us with your blood right now, Lord Jesus. Just protect us and watch over us right now, Lord God. Let us age gracefully right now, Lord God, until you're ready to call us home right now, Lord God. These are my prayers and my blessings. In no other name but Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. All right. We appreciate the prayers, the song. Oh, my God. We are grateful. Now, I want you to, if your phone's muted, unmute your phone and state your name. Tell us your name and where you're from. I have all the lines unmuted. So I'm going to call your number out. We have a 904-477. State your
Susan
name and where you're from.
Susan Parkins from Orange Park, Florida.
Thank you, Sister Susan. All right, we have a 366-775. State your name and where you're from.
Mary Coleman, Jacksonville, Florida.
All right. We have a 601-260.
Lanny McBride, Jackson, Mississippi.
All right, thank you. We have a 870-209. That's Sister Irma. Sister Irma, you want to state your name? Tell us where you're from. All right, that's Sister Irma. She may have her phone on mute. All right, we have 904-571. State your name and tell us where you're from.
Sister Marion, I'm from Jacksonville, Florida.
All right, thank you, Sister Marion. All right, we have also a brother on with us today, our brother. Brother McMillan, state your name and tell us where you're from.
Robert McMillan, Jacksonville, Florida.
All right. Thank you, Brother McMillan. Okay. We have 504-615. State your name and tell us where you're from. State your name and tell us where you're from. That's Sister Vivian. She may have her phone on mute. Sister Vivian, you got your phone on mute?
Yes, I do. I'm driving. This is Sister Vivian. I'm driving.
Okay, she's from Marrero, Louisiana. All right. Well, we thank God for each of you. Well, she can't get her Bible out and read, but the rest of us can get our Bible out. It's, you know, scripture search time, so get your Bibles ready. Today we're going to be doing true or false. True or false. My Bible just fell on the floor. I got to pick it back up. All right. So here's how we do the game. It is a game. It's called true scripture search. I am going to read you the scripture. I'm going to be a little bit lenient on you today, so I'm going to give you where it's found, and then you could tell me what, if there's a word in it that's wrong, that means it's false. If it's any words in it that's true, that means it's true. All right, so the first scripture is found in Matthew 19:14. And it says, Jesus says, suffer adults to come to me and don't stop them. They are part of the kingdom too. State your name and tell me if it's true or false.
You said Matthew's what?
19:14. Matt, that's one we know by heart. Jesus said, suffer adults. Come to me.
That's
and stop them. Yeah, part of
Sister
the
Marion.
Kingdom too.
Sister Marion.
Right, go ahead, Sister. Okay,
that's false. It said, Jesus says, suffer the little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven.
Amen. It's not adults, it's children. Thank you, Sister Marion. All right, next scripture is found in Matthew 1:1. Get your Bibles ready. Come on, y'all. Wake up. It is afternoon. I hope you had your afternoon nap by now. Come on, wake up. If you did, you could sleep after we finish today. All right, so right now, the next scripture, Matthew 1:1, the book of the generations of Jesus Christ, the son of John, the son of Abraham. Is that true or false?
Sister Marion, that's false.
Why? Read it.
The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
Amen. You are the boss today. Hallelujah. You right on it. Good job. All right. Come on, y'all. Y'all got to catch up with it. Don't let her beat y'all. We got Bible scholars on here. Y'all got to catch up. Come on, y'all. All right. So the next scripture is found in Revelation 12:12. I'm giving y'all the answer pretty much. Revelation 12:12. Come on. Wake your brain up. All right. Here we go. Therefore, rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great joy, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Is that true or false? Come on, y'all, Revelation 12:12.
Mary Coleman?
Okay.
It's true.
Read it.
Therefore, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them, but woe to you on earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great wrath, because he knows that his time is short.
Okay, was it true or false?
That's false.
It was false.
I didn't hear you say wrath.
I didn't say wrath. I said joy.
Okay, that's false.
Yeah, it was false. Thank you so much. Come on. All right, Sister Mary, you catching up with Sister Marion now. Come on, somebody else got to catch up too. The next scripture is found in John 10:10. Come on, turn to John 10:10, y'all. Y'all got a Bible? Come on, get to John 10:10. It says, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and kill and to destroy. I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Is that true or false?
True. Mary Coleman, true.
Read it.
The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I think that's what you said.
I did say that. You are accurate. All right. Last one in this section. Last one. Get your Bibles ready because I'm going to need some Bible readers for the next section. All right. Teach me, O Lord, thy way. I forgot to tell you where it's found. Psalms 119:33. Psalms 119:33. All right. Tell me if it's true or false. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I will keep it unto the end. Is
Sister
that
Marion,
true
Sister okay. Marion, that's true. That's true. Teach me, O Lord,
read
the
it.
Way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end.
All right. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Y'all did a great job. We had two ladies doing a great job, but we have more than two people on here. Y'all better wake up. Go put some water on your face and wake up. I need some Bible readers in a few minutes. I need some Bible readers. So, all right, volunteer. I need somebody to read Isaiah 53, verse 1. Who wants to read that one? Isaiah 53, verse 1.
Sister Marion, I'll read that one.
Okay, you're on the ball today, Sister Marion. I'll tell you what, Jacksonville is loving on you. All right. The next scripture is Luke 8:18. Who wants to read that one? Luke 8:18. Come on, we need a reader. Readers.
Mary Coleman.
Readers.
I'll read it. Mary Coleman.
Okay. Thank you. Luke 8:18. Write them down, folks. I'll have to go back and send to you. If you don't have it, let me know. Sister
okay,
Marianne.
You said Luke 8:18.
Yes, Sister Marion Williams, Isaiah 53, 1. All right, so I'm going to continue to give scriptures, and then I'll let you know the appropriate time to read them. Okay, let me see where my other scriptures are. Okay, the next scripture is Matthew 6:34. Who wants to read that one? Matthew 6:34. Sister Vivian, good. You stopped driving. Good job.
I'm getting out of the car. Okay, Matthew what?
6:34.
He got it. I got it. Okay.
Matthew 6:34. All right.
Yeah.
Get another, some more reading, y'all. Come on, get your Bibles ready. Not the same people over and over, different people. Matthew 6:27. Matthew 6:27. Mary Nichols. Mary Nichols,
thanks.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mary.
All right, moving right along. 1 Corinthians 5:11. Write it down. Don't depend on your mind to remember. 1 Corinthians 5:11. Who wants to read that one?
This is Sister Laney. I'll read that one.
Thank you, Sister Laney. All righty. We're moving right along, y'all. Y'all doing good. We got quite a bit to read today, so. The next scripture is Titus 3:10. Who wants to read Titus 3:10? Please tell me your name.
Mary Nichols.
Hold on a second, please. Hold on.
Hello, Sister Jean, will you put me on?
You're on now, honey. All
thank
right.
you. Thank
Titus,
you. I forgot. Amen.
Titus 3:10.
Amen.
Put your phone on mute.
Okay, put my phone on mute.
Wait. Titus 3:10. Who wants to read that?
Mary Nichols.
Mary Nichols. Okay, good. Thank you. 1 Corinthians 5:33. Who wants to read that one?
Mary Coleman, I'll read that one again.
All righty.
1 Corinthians 5:30. You said 1 Corinthians?
15:33. I apologize. I'm glad you asked me. 1 Corinthians 15:33.
Okay, I got it.
All right, thank you. All right, come on, we got more scriptures. Proverbs 22:25. Who wants to read that one? Proverbs 22:25.
Sister Marion, I'll read that one.
Sister Marion, okay. Now someone else spoke up, but the other person, who are you?
Sister Vivian.
Sister Vivian, can you read Proverbs 10:11? Please write them down. Right, I give some of you more than one. Write it down. Okay, the next one. I think we got two more, I believe. Proverbs 12:18. Proverbs 12:18.
I'll read that one, Sister Laney.
Okay, thank you, Sister Laney. All right, next one. Jeremiah 9:8. Jeremiah 9:8. Okay, Vivian. Jeremiah 9:8. Thank you. I'm glad I know your voice. All right. Well, let's move right along. Okay, so the title of the message is, what did you hear? What did you hear? So I want you to listen closely and see if this reminds you of yourself. Some of these remind me of me. I said hello, and you thought to yourself, why is she speaking to me? All right, that's one scenario. The next one says, she said, how is your family? What you thought to yourself was, she's so nosy. Why does she want to know about my family? That's what you thought. All right, the next scenario. She said, she liked my shoes. You thought, she didn't like my shoes, and she thinks her shoes look better than mine. That was your thought. We think like that. Now, come on, we're human. Sometimes we don't think positive. He said, my son is so respectful. But my thoughts were, he thinks their children are better than our children. All right, the next scenario. The pastor was preaching about loving God and others, and I thought the pastor was talking about me because I have trouble getting along with, you know, certain people in the church. The doctor said, this is another scenario, the doctor said, you have whatever, 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 and you thought, I can't rid of this disease. I have to live with it all my life. So, Sister Marion, you have Isaiah 53:1. Read it.
Isaiah 53:1, who hast thou believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?
Amen. So whose report are we going to believe? Human report or God's report? He said he healeth us of our diseases. And he said we got to have the mind of Christ, remember? So who has eyes? Okay, I'll read this one. This one is Isaiah 53:1-6. So give me a minute to flip in my Bible. I got so many different scriptures around here. Isaiah 53. All right, I'm almost there. It's 1-6. Isaiah 53:1-6. And it says, who has believed our report? Oh, somebody sound like they're cooking something, and they ain't even offering us none, y'all. Put your phone on mute, please. Who has believed our report, and whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of the ground. He hath no form, no comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and esteemed, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our grief and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of his peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we are like sheep that have gone astray. We have turned everyone his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Now, you know it's talking about Jesus, our Lord and Savior. You know, they said he wasn't beautiful, but, you know, I'm just thankful that he took stripes for me because he knew I was going to lie. I wasn't going to tell the truth. He knew I was going to do all these different sins before I was born. So he said, okay, Father, I'll go down to earth and I will stand in Caritha's place because she won't be able to take all those stripes. He took 39 stripes for my healing. I don't know about you, but I know he did for me. He took my place on the cross because I'm the one who sinned. I should have been on the cross. But I thank God that Jesus took even sickness from me. When I go to the doctor and he say, I got this, I said, no, I don't have that because Jesus said I'm already healed. I don't agree with the doctor. No, Jesus said I'm already healed. By his stripes, I'm healed. So he said he took our sicknesses and diseases where? In his own body. We are healed. Now, you know the doctor can't take your sickness in your in his body or her body, right? But Jesus already did it. He said we are healed from everything that would try to come into our body. Isn't that awesome?
Amen.
But no, it doesn't. It, you don't have to worry about whatever you may feel because it ain't real. It's sent from the devil. You remember Jesus? Remember God and the devil had a conversation. He said, where you going? He said, I'm going to and fro the earth. He said, well, what you doing? He said, I'm going to and fro from the earth. He said, wait a minute, wait a minute. I got a servant down there. I got a servant down there in the earth realm. I got Susan. I got Mary. I got Lanny. I got Irma. I got Marion. I got Brother McMillan. I got Vivian. I got Mary. I got Sister G. I got a servant down there. But have you considered them?
Mm-hmm.
They are perfect in all. You got to put your phone on mute, sister. He said, they're perfect in all their ways. He said, yeah, but if I touch their body, they're going to deny you. If I take everything from them, their house, their clothes, their children, if I take everything from them, they're going to deny you, Father. He said, no, they're not. He said, okay, go ahead, but don't you kill them. So Jesus died for all of us. So we got Sister Mary Coleman. She's going to read Luke 8:18.
Yes. I'm reading from the New International Version, Luke 8:18. Therefore, consider carefully how you listen. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what they think they have will be taken from them.
Amen. Thank you so much. Said, be careful how you hear. You know, remember in the beginning when I read something and how we hear different things? Somebody said, good morning. And you go like, well, she don't like me. You don't like me. Just I'm saying good morning. And somebody said, good morning. You go like, well, what they speaking to me? You know, it's how you hear. So not only how you hear human beings, but even more how you hear God, because he's speaking. Be careful how you hear, for whosoever hath to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not from him shall be taken away, that he which he thinketh he has. So we got to be careful how we hear. God's speaking to you. I'm talking to you too. I'm telling you, God is speaking to you. But you know why sometimes we don't hear it? We all drugged up with medication. We sleeping. Or we all hooked up on Facebook or Twitter or whatever it is. We be involved. Are we on Love of Life or As the World Turns? Or, you know, we over there chit-chat with whomever. And we get distracted. We forgot that the Father loves us and he wants time with us. He said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge and my refuge and my fortress. My God, will I trust in him? So we got to start trusting in God. I know what they said on Channel 48, Channel 46. They said a hurricane come. Oh, no. The Lord said we can have what we say we have. We said, no, no, hurricane, you ain't coming to Jacksonville. No, no, tornado. No, no, not today, Lord. Shut the reins up. We have the authority to do it. What did you hear? But you got to read and study, and then you got to spend time in a secret place. We got work to do. I don't care what age you are. We got work to do. Roll up your sleeves and just obey God. Do what he tells you to do. So, our scripture, we're talking about what did you hear? what did you hear God say in his word? So if you ain't hear him saying in his word, that means you're not opening it up to hear what he said. Open it up. Open it up. That's what it's meant for. B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving the earth. God said he is your shepherd. God is all powerful. But you heard that you need human protection. That's what you heard. You said, oh, wait a minute. They say all this is happening? I said, well, I'm going to go buy me a gun. Oh, no. Come on now. You don't need the police. You don't need a gun. You need the protection of the Almighty. God is even protecting the police, and especially the police dogs. He's protecting all of them. Whose report will we believe? God said in Psalms 34, the angel of the Lord, what does he do? Encamp around about them that fear him and deliver them. He's going to deliver us. You say, okay, well, on the Channel 5, they said that, you know, there's an army of police on that street. That's not who's protecting the people. God is protecting. He said, the angel of the Lord is encamped around his children. Now, if you're not his child, you may want to be a little worried. But if you belong to God, if you got his mark on your forehead, if his light is shining through you, all you got to do is say, Lord, I agree. Your angels are encamped around me. I'm not going to fear because you're going to deliver me from whatever's out there. So it says, whose report will you believe? Jesus said, listen again now. Jesus said, he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. But this is what you thought. Jesus is talking about prayer warriors, not everybody. This is what you thought. That's not what it said. He said, because especially me, because I don't have time to dwell in the secret place. I have to work long hours. So whose report are you going to believe? Everybody got time to spend got time to dwell in the secret place. Everybody. I don't care if you work 24/7. You can be dwelling in the secret place while you're on the job. You can dwell in the secret place on the bus. If you're riding the bus, the train, the plane, God is omnipresent. He's everywhere. All you got to do, you know, they say, you know, they took prayer out to school. But when your child or your grandchild go to school, say, baby, pray silent. Say, Lord, don't send nobody over here to shoot the school down. Lord, protect the children and the students and the faculty and staff. Let me tell you what, we have rights as children of God. He's ordering our steps. So if you're in a particular place, a particular location, he ordered you there. If he didn't order you there, you know who ordered you there. You better get up out of there if you were ordered by the wrong person. So Jesus said, he that dwell in the secret place of the Almighty shall abide in the shadow. And you're saying, well, Lord, I can't dwell there because I got to do this. The word of God says, trust in the Lord. Many believers, those who are called by the name of God, have lost faith. They no longer trust God. They trusting in their gun. They trusting in the police. We had an election here yesterday. They trusting in the new mayor. They trusting in, we can't trust in the arm of flesh. We got to trust in the Almighty. We trust in the wrong people to provide for us. But God is the one who protects us. He provides for us. You see all those homeless people? He's going to provide for them a shelter. Now, look. He didn't have a place to lay his head at one time, but you know what? God provided for him. So you're going to believe the TV, the internet, the cell phone, the news? You're going to let that replace God's word? We make God's word ineffective when we don't believe him, when we don't trust in it. Whose report are we believing? We got to believe the Lord report. Two types of voices. There are two types of voices that command our attention every day. We have a negative voice that we hear, and then we have one, you know, that negative voice is filled with doubt, bitterness, anger, fear. most people, you know, I read this not long ago. I think it was last week. It says that, you know, people believe in God, but they just don't fear him no more. Oh, let me tell you something. You don't want the wrath of God. No, you don't want the wrath of God. Remember when those people told Moses, they said, Moses, I know you've been up there on the mountain. You said you was talking to God. But how do we know? You could have been up there talking to yourself or talking to a tree. We don't know. Tell God to come down here himself. Why did they make that request? Don't make requests that you will regret that you made. They were trying to hide everywhere. When God came down, they said, no, Moses, we believe you. Send him back. Go back, God. They could not take him. He was so powerful. So don't be like that. Believe the word of God. The word of God is truth. Believe God's word. Trust in God's word. If God said it, he is not a human. He don't lie. We all lie. All of us lie. But God don't lie. You may not even have a lie out your mouth. Your life could be a lie. No. Whatever. But, you know, I thank God. He said, listen, come to me and I'll forgive you. He said that, you know, we error. And he said, how can you know your error? You don't know if you erred or not. So we just got to say, we even have presumptuous sins. So we just got to say, Lord, forgive me. In case I sin, Job said, Lord, forgive my children in case they sinned against you. He covered his children. How many of you are covering your children and your grandchildren in prayer? Or are you just saying, oh, well, I hope they come home today? No, don't hope. Make an effort to pray for them. Cover them in prayer. You could live in Alaska. They could live in China. Don't you know prayer going to reach there? It doesn't matter. Pray for them. All right, so we got the next scripture. Two types of voices command our attention. Negative ones fill our minds with doubt, bitterness, and fear. Now, positive thoughts provide hope and strength. People may have spoken negative things over you, but the good news is people don't determine your future. You know God determines your future. All right, we have Sister Vivian. Matthew 6:34. You got your phone on mute? Matthew 6:34, Sister Vivian.
All right. Matthew 6:34 reads as thus, take therefore no thought for the tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thoughts for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof.
Amen, amen. You know, I was talking to somebody, and I think it was a hurricane coming here, a storm, and he said, oh, you know, I was so worried about you. I'm saying, don't worry about me. Take time and pray for me. What were we going to do? It's not going to help me. Take time to pray. Say, Lord, I cover. Sister G, I cover Caritha Gantman with the blood of G. Don't be worried about me. Don't even worry about you or your family. Take time to pray. Don't be anxious. Don't worry about nothing. It's in vain. But when you bend the knee or you say, Lord, I heard so-and-so on the news, but we decree and declare it's not true. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right, we got Matthew 6:27, Sister Mary Nichols.
Yes, Matthew 6:27, and why do you, who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life?
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mary. That's it. They say when you worry, you get gray hairs, right? But let me tell you, my hair is full of gray hair, but I wasn't worried all that time. No. I have learned, and I'm still learning, to cast my cares upon him. But, you know, Sometimes we find ourselves, oh, my God, what if this happened? What if that happened? But guess what? The Most High don't sleep. The Bible says he don't sleep and he don't slumber. He's on duty 24/7, 365 days of the year. So you don't have to worry. Just go to sleep. I was in Hurricane Katrina. I just went to sleep. I knew the Most High God. They were telling me, get out of here. Get out of there. Get out. The Lord didn't ever tell me to move. I didn't get out. He took care of me. So I'm like, Lord, you done brought me through the water, through this, that, and the other. I trusted you, Lord. Okay. You're a teacher now. All right. So we have 1 Corinthians 5:11.
Yes, ma'am. 1 Corinthians 5:11. But now I have written unto you not to keep company. If any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or an adulterer, or a reviler, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such as one know not to eat.
All right. Thank you so much. So you know what? We got to know who to hang around. In other words, if they doing those things that they shouldn't do, just don't hang around. You say, wait a minute. They go to church with me, but they ain't doing it right. You better stop hanging around. You're going to be just like them. It's going to rub off on you. They speaking the wrong word, negative word. It's going to rub off on you. They doing terrible things. It's going to rub off on you. It don't work the opposite. Your light not going to be so bright. It'll be bright. But if you are hanging with bad company, you're going to start being just like bad company. So that's why God warns us. Don't be with bad company. Choose wisely. Yeah, you got to do it. All right, next scripture, Titus 3:10. All right, Titus 3:10.
He says, warn a divisive person once, and then warn him a second time. After that, have nothing to do with him.
Amen. Amen. Warning again. I thank God that he gives us warning. He said, warning come before destruction. So you got to heed the warnings of God. You say, oh, no, I could walk on water. He said, be careful. Today is not the day to walk on the water. You say, well, I can walk. Be careful. You got to listen to God's voice and follow him. Go in the direction he's leading you. All right? We got 1 Corinthians 15:33. I appreciate you all so much. Thank God for the readers, the psalmists, and everybody on here.
1 Corinthians 15:33. Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character.
Amen. Yep. Don't let nobody deceive you now. You know people can deceive you. Do you know the devil deceived Adam and Eve out of their home and out of their relationship with God? Let nobody deceive you out of your relationship with the Most High. They go like, you believe in God? Why? You see what he done? He done let all them children get murdered. He let all this happen. He let that happen. He let that. Don't believe in them. There's a reason for everything that goes on, and God is not at fault. Most of us, because we are headed, we're very disrespectful towards God. And we don't believe him. We don't trust him. We got to trust him. So don't be deceived. Don't hang around with, you know, people that's not following God. I mean, they could sit on the front row of the church every day, but if they ain't following God, you better be running the other way. All right, Proverbs 22:25.
Proverbs 22:25. Lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul.
That's it. Yeah, that's another warning. You think you could hang with them people who are you know, just doing whatever. If you can't do it, we'll learn their ways. If you hanging with people who are going in the opposite direction that God's going in, you're going to learn their ways, and your soul going to be messed up. Your soul going to be full of the wrong stuff. All right, we have Proverbs 10:11.
Praise God. Proverbs 10:11 reads as thus. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it says, For by me your days shall be multiplied, and the years of your life shall be increased.
Can you check that scripture again? I may have written down the wrong thing.
Okay. I'm sorry. That was 9. But anyway, 10:11 says, the mouth of a righteous man is well up. Is a well of life, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked.
All right, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yeah, we the mouth of the righteous. You better be running in the right, sticking with righteous people. Those people who are on the right path, they're going to lead you in the path of righteousness. But those people who doing wicked things, violence, crime, all that, that's going to lead you in the wicked path you don't want to be on. I'm telling you, look out. All right, Proverbs 12:18.
Proverbs 12:18. Let's see. Proverbs 12:18 says, there is that speaketh like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is help.
Amen. Yeah, those who, you know, say words that's not good, and, you know, like a sword sticking in you. Those words stick on you like glue. But the tongue of the wise bring healing. So if you around wise people, you're going to stay healthy and well. Spiritually, you're going to stay healthy. All right, Jeremiah 9:18
reads as thus, and let them make haste and take up a wailing for us, that our eyes may run down with tears and our eyelids gush with the waters.
Okay, I apologize. I gave you the wrong scripture. Jeremiah 9:8. Their tongues are deadly arrows.
That's what I had, Jeremiah 9:8.
Okay, you want to read it?
Okay, that tongue is as an arrow shot out. It speaks deceit. One speaks peaceably with his neighbor with his mouth, but in the heart he lays his weight.
Amen, amen. So we got to be careful how we hear. We got to be very careful how we hear. Okay, Ephesians 4:29 says, let no unwholesome word. I hear some people say, they say almost cussing, but they switch the word. That's the same thing. Those are not words. They're not wholesome words. Wholesome words come out of your, let no unwholesome words come out of your mouth. But if there is any good word for edification, according to the need of the moment, say that so it will give grace unto those who hear. We got to be careful what comes out of our mouth, and even people we hang with. Psalms 119:165, great peace have those who love the law of God, and nothing shall make them stumble or offend them. Isaiah 26:3, you keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because we trust in God. In 2023 and beyond, we must trust in God. Trust means a firm belief, not wavering, a firm belief in the reliability of God. His word is truth, acceptance of the truth, and of a statement without evidence. take God at his word. John 8:32 says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. 1 Corinthians 2:16, for who has known the mind of Christ, the Lord, that he or she may instruct him? I don't know about you, but I don't even know how to begin to try to instruct God. No. It says, but we have the mind of Christ, and that's what we need. We're almost finished for today. We have the mind of Christ. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways, declares the Lord. And the heavens are higher than the earth. So are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. We must read. Listen to this. We must read, study, and obey God's word daily. His rhema word, the spoken word, logos word, which means holy word of the scriptures. We have the mind of Christ. Excuse me. We have the mind of Christ. To maintain the mind of Christ, we must read God's word, study God's word, pray God's word, and dwell in the secret place. All right. Anybody have any questions, comments, anything? We're going to be praying right after this. The lines are going to be open for prayer. Anybody have any questions, any comments that they have? All right. Well, thank God for each of you out today. Nobody have any questions? Nobody have any comments? So, we're going to be going into prayer, and then we're going to end up. We still going to dwell in the secret place even after we hang up on the radio today. So, it's prayer time. Prayer time, prayer time, prayer time. We have Michelin on here with us. Tot McCloy. You know baby Chloe, we call she toddler now. She's running almost. She's running now. We want to know if you are available to pray for our children. Chloe, Joy, Revere, and Devin.
Yes, ma'am, I can pray. Yes. You say Devin, Zoe, and Chloe?
And Revere.
Oh, baby, and Revere as well. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Father God, thank you for allowing us to come together. Thank you for blessing us with the opportunity, even though we're not physically present, but we gather in your name. And you said where two or three gather in your name, your presence is there. I would like this time to list up all the kids that we've been praying for endlessly. Zoe, Chloe, Devin, and Revere, baby Revere. Like Sister G said, they're not babies anymore, but those are your children, Father God. You know, you since you created them from the womb of their mother, you knew each and every single one of them has when their DNA, the copy of their DNA was imprinted. You know their beginning and you know their end and everything in between, Father God. I pray that each and every single one of them will grow up and be healthy and walk in their purpose, because each and every single one of them are destined for greatness, and you have a plan for each and every single one of their lives. I pray for health, prosperity in each and every single one of their lives. More so, Father God, I pray for all the parents, including myself. It's not easy having children that have required more medical attention than others. Not only that, too, Father God, that they require more time from both parents. So I pray not only the kids that you give them strength and endurance to continue, but also the parents and their sibling, because when one is affected, the whole family unit is affected. So I pray for their siblings, if they have any, that they are also, Father God, they are attuned to you, that they be able to know that their sister, brother, or sister have needs greater, that they may take attention away from the parent, but know that their sibling who is sick, that they know that they will be healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we honor you, Father God. We exalt your name and praise your name. Thank you for healing, because it is already done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. That's baby Chloe's mother, Lord. We thank God for her prayers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. We have, I need someone to pray for senior citizens who want to volunteer. Pray for senior citizens, these on the line, and those all over the world.
Mary Coleman.
I'm sorry, who was it?
Mary Coleman.
Okay, and somebody else was said something also. Do you want to pray as well?
Yes, I want to pray as well.
All right, Sister Tulu, hold on. Sister Mary Coleman, you pray for senior citizens, and then I'll call on you next, Sister Tulu.
All right.
Go ahead, Sister Mary Coleman.
Okay, Father, right now we come to you in the matchless name, Lord Jesus. You who give infinite goodness. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We come lifting up singers, Father, all over the world. Yes, Lord. We pray for their health, for their strength, for their protection. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you will place a hedge of protection around them, Father. Seniors in today's world have been forgotten. They are in nursing homes. Sometimes families don't even come to visit them. So, Father, we are praying for comfort for them. We are praying, Heavenly Father, when they feel hopeless and rejected, Heavenly Father, that they will turn to you, Lord. We pray, Heavenly Father, for their families to understand, Heavenly Father, that they should be patient, considerate with them, and give them love and attention that they deserve, that they need and deserve, Lord. We're asking you right now, Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, to let them understand, Father, that your word is true. You said you would take care of them even to the end, even when they get old and their hair turn gray. You still will be there carrying them. Yes, Lord. You will deliver them, you will protect them, you will sustain them. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
And thank you. Sister Tulu, can you pray for seniors?
Father, Lord, we come before you just to say thank you for senior citizens. Thank you for us senior citizens waking up this morning to come on the prayer line to praise and worship you. We glorify you, we honor you, we exalt your holy name. Father, take care of all the senior citizens. Only you can do it for us, my Father and my King. We worship you, we glorify you. We just come to say thank you. We come to just praise your name and worship you and glorify you. You are worthy to be praised. There are some senior citizens who can't get around or can't do nothing for themselves, but you take care of them. So we just thank you, Lord. We just come to praise and worship you. We glorify you. We honor you. We exalt your holy name. You are worthy to be praised. There's no one like you. And our hallelujah belongs to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you, Lady. Amen. Thank you all for praying for the seniors. All right, we need somebody to volunteer to pray for the children, the youth, the teenagers, young adults.
This is Sister Lainey, I'll pray.
Okay.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we so thank you that you are light and your word is light. He said, enters the word, bring light. And we're praying for our children that they will be able to see. Born in sin, shaped in iniquity, contorted and handled by life experiences. Their natural ability to be drawn to rebel against you seems to be more prevalent for us to see now than ever. We need divine intervention. Hallelujah, God. We pray for us who we are the church that we will become more vigilant to know what we can do to help teach and train the children young adults that are in our area that we touch. The song says, brighten the corner where you are, where you planted, where you live. Give us wisdom, God, to know how to give them instructions and to give them teachings. But we will not be able to accept them or get access to them until we have the ability to show them love. So, God, train us how to love even the seemingly unlovable. You do it for us every day. Give us great strength and wisdom of you that we can come to the end of ourselves so that we can do the work that you have designed us to do. We know it's not about us, not even about them. It's about your glory being shown in the earth. Hallelujah. It's our desire, Father, that mercy and grace will hold the children, hold back the darkness so they can find light. Give them time to find their way. We pray for continued mercy and grace upon all of our children, wherever they are, those who come from what we call good homes, those who come from homes where the parents are churched, but they may not still be saved. They may be in the church, but not in Christ. But they've given them some instruction that the children have seen that we are not consistent with what we say and what we do. So we give them more tools to be confused. God, we're asking for clarity now. We're asking for us to repent first and give us a new instruction. Sister G was talking about hearing you. Give us instruction. Give us wisdom, God. It's one thing to know. It's another thing to know how to use what we know to make a difference. Ah, God, our desire that we could make a difference in the earth, particularly with the young people around us that we have influence with, often our own relatives, neighbors, friends, coworkers, children and their children, whatever influence we can be. But we pray, God, right now that every assault of the enemy that's been lodged against them, we pray that that be canceled right now. According to the word of God, Jesus died for that. The blood of Jesus already covers it, but they don't know it. So, God, we pray for grace and mercy to intervene. Hallelujah. There are so many things that we're still learning about how to be in this ministry for you. So help us, teach us, train us, show us, reteach us if needed so we can teach them. But we ask for your mercy and your grace to be upon them now and that it will not continue because we're going to elevate. We're going to rise up and get busy. We're going to put boots on the ground, not just with words, but with actions through our love and through our attention to hearing you and following you. Hallelujah. We ask for the grace of that in Jesus' name. Protect our children from themselves and even from some of us. Guide them, Father, to you. Hallelujah. We know you said their purpose, so God, we pray that their purpose will be realized. Give us wisdom, give us strength, give us knowledge, give us courage to know how to love them where they are so we can usher them by the power of the Holy Spirit to where you want them to go. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Lanny. All right, anybody have any special requests? Special request.
My name is C. Lulu Porter. Could you pray for me? Oh, I'm sorry.
Hold on. All right, Susan, go ahead.
Yeah.
I can wait. I just wanted prayer for healing of my entire body.
Okay.
In the name of Jesus.
Okay. Mr. Tulu, you had a request?
Yes. My two kids, my son and my daughter, for God to make peace between them. Speaking, even he don't even call me. Mother's Day, I was crying because he didn't call me because I want to make peace between both of them. So I'm praying to God. I know he has answered my two children, peace between my family, my son and myself. And let there be peace and unity.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Anyone else for a request?
Yes. I just got the message that one of my client's husband passed away a few minutes ago. So just for all of the widows and the people who are going through health.
Okay.
And it's Mary.
Okay, thank you, Sister Mary. Anyone else? Prayer request.
Yes, I'm asking for prayer for my sister-in-law in Georgia, was diagnosed with third stage breast cancer. And she's in a wheelchair. She had a stroke a few years ago. And God kept her here from that. They said she wasn't going to make that. She did. God has kept her. And my brother, who is 80-something, I think it's like 81, 82, he cares for her. And strength for him. I'm also asking for total healing for me, like my first sister that named, from all over my body, top of my head to the sole of my feet, all of my major organs, eyes, heart, lungs, joints, bones. I just need strength in all of me. I have an assignment to sing for a funeral this weekend and a birthday this weekend to do some teaching of teachers this weekend. I need strength to do all of that and wisdom. I'm asking for your prayer. I need to have a strong body, mind, and spirit to do that, all of that.
Okay. All right. Anybody have a prayer request?
Yes, it's yes, my home has sent my hello. My home health aide is here listening to the beginning on the prayer line, and she said, could you please pray for her mother? She's right here. Talk to her.
Hello?
Yes?
I was just going to see if you guys could put my mom on the prayer list. Her name is Chrissy Barley. They told her about 3 weeks ago that she was clear of cancer, and now they're saying that it's back.
Okay, what's your name?
My name's Brenda. I'm Miss Lulu's caregiver.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Irma.
Yes, this. Oh,
go ahead.
Irma, go
I would
ahead.
Like. Yes. I would like prayer for my brother. I got a call a few minutes ago saying that they was going to have to, they was doing a biopsy on his liver, and, you know, he's bleeding. And prayer for, you know, the bleeding to stop in the name of Jesus. That's the one the Lord provides for. And myself as well. Total healing in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. Was that you, Miss Shimon?
Yes, ma'am. I have a couple of prayer requests. The first one would be for my mom and my dad. You know, my dad already have the lung cancer, so for him to get stronger and better. And then also my mom, took her to appointment on Monday. They're looking like they're working her up for some type of cancer in her blood as well. So you know, I would definitely get her in the prayer list. And then just say a prayer for me. I'm going to be going away with the military for like 2 weeks. So I wanted a prayer to safe travel back and forth, and then pray for my family while I'm gone.
All right. Anybody else?
Miss G, I forgot to mention a niece. Her name is Linda Deere. She has an appointment with a doctor, a gastrologist, at 2 o'clock. 2 days ago, she was diagnosed with some liver concerns. She's going to see what's happening.
Okay, anybody else? We're going to start prayer. No one else?
This is Sister Marion.
Okay.
Can you put my pastor's wife, Sister Amy, on the prayer list? And my pastor and his son, just lift them up in prayer. And one of the brothers that I pray for, Brother Sam, he was diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Anybody else? All right, Father, we call upon your name. Your name. Your name is holy. Your name is righteous. Your name is God. You are an amazing Father. And we say whatever we ask in your name, believe it. According to your plan, your will, you will grant it. And so, Father, we thank you that you are the God that heals. You are the God that answers prayers. You hear even before we call. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this is the day that you have made. And we are thanking you for your daughter, Susan. She's asking for total healing for her body, oh God. And, Lord, you promise that whatever we ask in your name, believing according to your plan, you will grant it. So, Father, I thank you that she's already healed by your stripes because you took all of our sickness upon your body, and you said we are healed by your stripes. Let it manifest in her body, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, you said we have not because we ask not. So we ask for healing for all those who ask for healing today for themselves and for loved ones in the name of Jesus. Father, we don't have nobody else that we can count on for healing but you. The doctors cannot heal. They only treat the symptom. But, Lord, you can get to the root cause. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing. And all of those who need a healing in their body in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Sister Tulu. You know, you said you bring the parents back to the children and the children back to the parents. And you are a peacemaker. You created fathers and mothers and children and extended families for unity and love and peace. So we rebuke the devil who tried to come and separate family members. We decree and declare unity in our families, peace and love. And we thank you, Lord God, for rebuking the spirit of, I want to be right, I got to be right. No, we rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that we will humble ourselves in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for all that you're doing, Lord God. I'm sorry, someone saying something to me? So, Father, we thank you, oh God, for Sister Mary Nichols. She just got a phone call that someone passed away. And so, Lord, we lift up those who've lost loved ones. I lift up my friend Rose Harbor's family, as she just passed away yesterday, Lord God. All those who've lost loved ones who are grieving, whose heart is broken. But we know that we're only here for a season. We know that we didn't come permanently to live on the earth. So prepare us, oh God, to leave this earth. And we do have a choice. We can come to live with you, or we can go down and live with the devil. And, Lord, anybody in their right mind do not want to go live with the devil. We all want to come and live with you. But there are requirements. So, Father, help us to get our lives in order, the order that you have ordained for us to have. And so we bless you. We honor you. We give you glory. You are the King of glory in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for Sister Lanny and all the requests that she made for the healing, for the strength in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for her sister-in-law, her brother-in-law. Healing is their portion, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You said you would bless our bread, our water, and you would take sickness away from us. Everything the enemy meant to harm, turn it around for our good in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, you know the assignment that you have given to Sister Lanny. And we pray her whole body strength, that she will keep her mind stayed on you, not looking to the left nor the right, but keeping her mind stayed on you, so that these things that she has to accomplish will be done quickly, and they will go effective and efficient. They will go very well in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for all you're doing for Sister Lanny, for Linda, her niece who need that healing in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for Brenda, Sister Tulu's caretaker. Lord, she's asking for her mother's healing, Christy Barley. You know Christy. You're there with her. You knew her before you formed her in her mother's belly. And you have never left Christy, oh God. Even when we leave you, you don't leave us. So we're thanking you for Christy Barley's healing. We thank you for Brenda, her daughter. We thank you for Brenda praying daily for her mother in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for Sister Irma. You heard about her brother. You already knew about her brother's every infirmity, every sickness, every disease, you already know the report that the enemy's going to send. But we decree and declare that he is healed by the stripes of Jesus, that his healing is nigh. We claim it in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for Sister Irma, mighty woman of God. Touch her eyes in the name of Jesus. Heal every part of her eyes, iris, every part of her eyes. Allow the cloudiness to clear up. Every part of her eyes that the enemy's touch, heal, clear up in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. And Lord, I thank you for my daughter, your daughter, Michelin. We thank you for her parents' healing. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that they are healed by the stripes of Jesus. We believe your report in the name of Jesus, that both of them are healed. We thank you for Michelin, Lord, as she prepared, oh God, to go in the military for her duty this year. We thank you, Lord God, for safe travel. I thank you for taking care of her husband and the children while she's gone and taking care of her, that she will relax, let go, and let you. She will keep her mind stayed on you, and you will give her perfect peace. And, Lord, I just thank you for everyone who came on the line today. I thank you for Susan, for Mary Coleman, for Doris, for Lanny, for Irma, for Marion, for Brother McMillan, for Sister Vivian, Sister Mary Nichols, Sister Tulu, Sister Michelin, Sister Brenda, and other people who came on the line today may have had to get off. But we thank you, oh God, for even those who will listen later to the broadcast. We thank you for moving by your spirit and taking care of all of us, Lord. We are human, and we know we didn't come here to stay, that one day we're going to stand before you in judgment. But the thing we want to hear you say is, well done, thy good and faithful servant. We don't want to waste our days down here on the earth. We want, you know, to live for you, righteous, holy lives. And we are you glory, praise, and thanksgiving for everything that you're doing. We honor your presence. You are the mighty one. You are the holy one. We say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, your favor. Thank you, Lord, that you think of us and your thoughts of us are more than the grains of sand. We say thank you, Lord, for keeping us in the palm of your almighty hand, and nobody can snatch us out. Thank you for the love you have for us. Help us to return that love to you, to love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and to love one another like we love ourselves, in Jesus' name. I love each of you. I know Father God loves you so much. Yes, even when you feel all alone, you are not alone. He is there with you. Remember, pick up the Word of God. Read it every day. Don't neglect reading. Don't neglect studying. Don't neglect obeying what he tells you to do. And listen for his voice. He's speaking. Listen for his voice. Shut down everything in your house and say, Lord, here am I. Speak to me, Lord. And so I thank you right now. I thank all of you. Don't forget, Tuesday, we have the prayer line. Call in the same number, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We need people that's going to pray for the children. Everything, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. Somebody on here is very concerned about something, but everything you're concerned about is already handled. When you look back in the past, those things you worried about, haven't they been handled? So why should you worry? Don't worry. God is taking care of it. God is already taking care of it. Don't worry. Oh, he don't want you to worry. So I thank God for you. I love you, love you, love you, love you. Look forward to talking to you soon. Let God order your steps every day. Talk to you soon. Love y'all.
Love you too.
Bye. Love you. God bless you. Have a blessed day. Bye.